The role of fortune and luck is big in some Asian cultures. Playing cards and dice at family gatherings and holidays goes back generations. But advocates in the Asian community say that tradition can sometimes lead to a hidden problem, gambling addiction. As Connecticut Public Radio's Vanessa De La Torre reports, Southeast Asian refugees who came to the U.S. after the Vietnam War are especially at risk.
Quinn Truong still gets a cozy feeling when she sees a hand of cards. Truong came to the U.S. as a kid, a refugee from Vietnam. Her extended family resettled in Connecticut, and when they'd get together on the weekends, gambling was a way they bonded.
Everybody has a roll of quarters and nickels and dimes and pennies that they use, and they bet against each other. And so all the kids are rooting for their parents, and then, you know, we kind of check in on them every once in a while.
Truong's now a healthcare advocate in Hartford who warns folks about gambling addiction. Connecticut has two of the biggest casinos in the U.S., casinos that cater to Asians with cultural entertainment and translated signs that feel welcoming, Truong says. For Southeast Asian refugees dealing with hard times and trauma from the war, gambling's like an escape.
You get involved in this activity that is fun, and every once in a while you make it big and you get a couple $100 and you feel like the king of the world. Of course you're going to go for that, right? If you lose, though, you lose big.
Dr. Timothy Fong is a professor of addiction psychiatry at UCLA's Gambling Studies program. Fong says Southeast Asian refugees are at risk of falling into problem gambling, partly because of their trauma history. The high of gambling is a way of seeking comfort, Fong says. Some refugees also think they can make fast money.
Gambling is seen as an opportunity out of poverty. And when you have tremendous amounts of poverty, particularly in the Southeast Asian refugee population, that tends to be a very tempting idea.
The numbers back that up. Experts point to a 2003 study led by UConn Health Center. Researchers focus on almost 100 refugees from Vietnam, Cambodia, and Laos who were living in Connecticut. They found almost 60% of them were addicted to gambling,
which is almost 30 times the national average for gambling addiction.
Making matters more complicated, Asians are least likely among ethnic groups in the U.S. to seek mental health services. I met Howard Pengsapong at a Connecticut conference on problem gambling. He's 70 and says he comes from a generation of refugees that carries a lot of stress. But Pengsapong says talking about mental health in his culture is hard.
The mental health is, we don't even have the word exist. In our Laotian language, if we translate word by word, it's like a crazy.
Advocates say not wanting to be labeled as crazy or bring shame to one's family is why problem gambling cases tend to be hidden until there's a crisis. Tuen Long survived the killing fields in Cambodia. She's now lead case manager for our Hartford clinic that counsels Asian families.
It's a stigma. You're going to the crazy clinic. So I said, no, it's not a crazy clinic. This is the mental health services, so it can help you.
When gambling spirals out of control, experts and advocates say that can lead to suicidal thoughts, bankruptcy, broken families. This is Pengsapong.
That's why we try to give a message to our community members just to be mindful of the consequences of this gambling.
To give that message, the state of Connecticut has turned to Asian ambassadors, immigrants like Pengsapong and Truong, who hold sessions in their communities on the warning signs of problem gambling. Some experts think it could serve as a national model on how to reach minorities on a topic that's considered taboo. It's so sensitive that even the term problem gambling is a problem, says Truong and her Laotian colleague Sue Tamavong. She's also an ambassador.
You can't say problem gambling because you say problem gambling, people are going to be like, nope, not a problem, I'm out. Or if you say, I think one we did was financial literacy.
Financial literacy.
Financial literacy. And it was so good. And there was one little section about gambling, and then all of a sudden, all these questions came out.
The Asian ambassadors say they're not trying to discourage gambling. The important thing is self-awareness, they say. And if gambling gets to be a problem, being able to talk about it. Vanessa De La Torre, Connecticut Public Radio.
That story was part of a series on gambling addiction from Sharing America, a public radio collaborative funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. See all the stories at fixedodds.org.